This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier.
I just came to the conclusion that after five terms, which is a really long time to serve as Speaker, and I've been privileged to be given that authority five times, to, as a hopefully a thoughtful leader who's accumulated a fair amount of power, which one does in this position over a period of time, that a confident leader knows when it's time to give it back.
That's the Speaker of the Texas House, Joe Strauss, surprising a lot of people today, announcing that he does not intend to seek re-election. KUT senior editor Ben Philpott is here to provide some context for all this. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
For people who are unfamiliar with the role that Joe Strauss played in the Texas legislature, how would you define him as a Republican?
He was considered, is considered, a centrist Republican. He is not aligned. In fact, he is kind of an enemy of the Freedom Caucus, which is in the Texas House, which is a more far-right group of lawmakers. He made political enemies, at least, of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who does run a more conservative Texas Senate. He ran afoul of many conservative groups in the state for not passing more activist social issue legislation.
What are the powers of the Texas House Speaker, and how did Joe Strauss exercise them?
Yeah, you know, when you hear all the different polls about what do people think about the different state lawmakers, Joe Strauss, you know, a lot of people just don't even know who he is, even though he's the Speaker. That, of course, is because he is only elected as a state representative from his district in Northern Bear County. Those are the only people that he answers to at the ballot box. Beyond that, he gets elected by the members of the Texas House to lead them as Speaker. And that power actually makes him, you know, you could say the co-most powerful person in Texas politics, along with the lieutenant governor. Didn't say governor, of course, because we have a weak governorship here
sure.
in Texas.
Lieutenant governor, of course, being the head of the Texas Senate.
Yes, right.
Elected statewide, not chosen by the members.
No, that actually is, yes, that's the most powerful, probably statewide elected official, because, again, he has his direct hand on legislation moving through the process, whereas the governor has, you know, more of the bully pulpit and trying to move things, but not the direct hand like a lieutenant governor or Speaker of the House.
How did Strauss use his power as Speaker? What kind of policies was he seeking to implement?
You know, it evolved a little bit in terms of how he used his power. When he was first Speaker, he would very often say if a piece of legislation didn't make it to the floor, he would say, you know, I'm just following the will of the House. This past legislative session, he kind of stepped out a little more and more forcefully said, specifically when talking about the transgender restroom access bill, that he was using his power as Speaker to keep something like that from coming up. But what he has said that he wants to do is simply be a consensus maker for the body and someone who focuses on things that actually, his words, actually affect Texans.
Public education and in higher education, we've done a lot of good things in water policy, transportation, we've done some good things. Those types of bread and butter issues that are important to people is what I want to continue to be talking about. Some of the other ideas that I didn't think were the best, if I played a role in keeping them from happening, some people appreciate that.
I counted at least four times during Strauss's press conference that he was asked by reporters whether he intends to run for governor, and he didn't rule it out.
I don't have a plan today beyond helping other responsible Republicans in 18. I don't think so, but you know, today's an announcement of what I won't be continuing more than it is an announcement of what I'll be doing in the future.
Why is that an important question? Why are so many people curious about whether Joe Strauss will run for Texas governor?
Well, I think that he has raised his profile over the last 6 months, not just in the national attention that he got for being the one stopping the transgender bathroom bill here in Texas, but he's also really made a push. If you've listened to him give his speeches since the legislative session ended, and a couple during the session, he really has been forceful, pushing back at the business community here in Texas, which, you know, had been for a long time the heart of the Republican Party, and saying, you know, you're not doing enough to be involved in our politics. And when you're not involved in our politics, we get things like the bathroom bill. He, of course, has also said that other people, including a lot of those business leaders, have said, boy, maybe you should run for governor. And he said as much today.
Well, some people have suggested it.
We'll just have to see if something changes between now and whenever he has to decide how he's going to run. And I'll go ahead and ask your next question right now. How could he run for governor?
Fan fiction time.
Right.
We have a matchup in Texas. Governor Abbott is running for re-election. Joe Strauss has announced he's running for governor. What is he, challenge Abbott in the Republican primary? Does he run as an independent? Does he run as a Democrat? To ask the question you were going to ask for me, how does he run for governor?
Fan fiction is exactly how we're going to do it here. There's absolutely no way he runs as a Democrat in Texas. His family has been Republicans forever. He worked in the Reagan White House. His family has been Republicans since before it was legal to be a Republican in Texas, I believe. So that's not going to happen. As a Republican, I don't know if he has the war chest. Also, the Republican primary, of course, skews more conservative. So that's probably going to be difficult at the statewide level. Independent parties in the United States and in Texas do not have anywhere near the power that the Republicans or the Democrats do. Having said that, we have two of the most powerful leaders of trying to get an independent movement going in the country. Two of them are located right here in Texas. That's Matthew Dowd, former Bush strategist, and Mark McKinnon, also a former Bushy in Washington, right. D.C. You know, both of them have groups that are pushing for an independent voice. Matthew Dowd has said before that he thinks Joe Strauss would be quite a fine pick for an independent run for governor here in Texas. So, again, Joe Strauss has already been told by some people, hey, maybe you should run. I think the most interesting thing now is who is calling him today, who is calling him next week, and whether or not that changes his mind.
KUT senior editor Ben Philpott joining us to talk about House Speaker Joe Strauss announcing today he will not seek re-election next year. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.